Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là!
Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their longboards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Ooh. Yeah, it was like 5:30 this morning. Usually, that's about the time I go take care of some business.
Is it the little boys' room?
Before the show starts. So I have not even done that yet this morning. I'm 4 hours into my day.
Oh, so brave.
So I'm a hero. But I should probably go to the bathroom soon, or something's going to go sideways. But meanwhile, when I made this for you.
It's a failure to read the room. It's a failure to read the room. It's quite tone deaf. What the F?
Can't you read the room?
It's a failure to read the room.
Ooh, that is funky.
I like the, I got to catch my breath here. You got to dance when you're doing it, though. So
it's hard not to.
Failure to read the room. It's like these stories, they're coming up every single day now. Like,
yeah. It's an epidemic of big companies that don't seem to understand that the commoners, the peasants,
yeah,
are struggling to make ends meet right now. There's an affordability crisis. And so, like, the other day, the CEO of Kellogg's came out and was just like, hey, if you're poor and you can't afford groceries, just eat cereal for dinner.
That's an actual thing he said. I can't believe that.
Yeah, he suggested cereal for dinner.
Holy crap.
Listen, I like breakfast for dinner as much as the next guy, but that's like pancakes and waffles. That's not Frosted Flakes for dinner.
Yeah.
There's a wisp of sadness to that.
And also the guy that, you know, people will go, look, man, he's the CEO. He only makes $7 million a year. Like, but his bonuses are.
Oh, yeah. I have a feeling he's doing okay.
Yeah, the CEO of Kellogg's isn't hurting.
And then it got worse.
Oh.
As yesterday, Wendy's came out of nowhere. And thankfully, this is only in the U.S. for now.
I know, but the fact that they're even sniffing around and thinking about this, it's a bad look.
What are they thinking? They came out and talked about they're going to introduce surge pricing to their menu the same way Uber does.
When it's busy, guess what? You're going to pay more.
Yeah, like you leave a concert and like, why was it costing me $200 to get a ride home?
Yeah, and it cost me $34 to get here.
Yeah, and so now Wendy's is like, we should do that too.
And the thing about Wendy's too, with this surge price, I get, because they're all saying, well, hey, when it's slow, we'll offer cheaper burgers, and that. It's never going to be cheaper than what they're charging right now.
No chance.
Not a chance in the world. You're not going to get a 25-cent Baconator at 3 o'clock in the morning. No.
Although that's a dream of mine.
Yeah.
Ooh, but yeah, no, it's going to be more so they can gouge you when it's busy at dinner time.
I wonder if Wendy's realizes that most of their locations are on the same block as about five other fast food restaurants who aren't going to introduce surge pricing.
Yeah, there's one down by where I live. I think every chain of fast food restaurant is within a 2-minute drive of that location. So it's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why would you even bring this up?
I don't know.
Not read the room.
I know. And then...
Cineplex.
Cineplex now too. Jeez.
They're getting a lot of heat because of their booking. When you buy a ticket online, you have to pay an extra $1.50.
Yeah. When you did all the work. Like, that's the part I just don't get that.
And they're making tens of millions of dollars off of this.
Yeah.
And people are struggling, but you still need to eat. You still need to be able to go out and be entertained from time to time.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't gouge you like that, but they are. And they think that they're going to you know, win us over by telling us, oh, maybe it'll be cheaper when it's slower.
It won't be.
It won't. No.
Yeah. That's just a failure to read the room.
It's a failure to read the room. It's a failure to read the room. It's quite tone deaf. What the F?
Can't you read the room?
It's a failure to read the room.
Like I said before, I almost want companies to keep not reading the room so we can keep having an excuse to play that song.
I don't pat myself on the back very often, but that might be some of my finest work.
Makes one want to move their hips.
It sure does.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast. It's like radio, but on the internet. Wow!
Thankfully, in a world of people unable to read a room, there's Lube City, who can read a room.
That's right.
Oh, so refreshing.
You need an oil change? Pull right in. They know how to read the service bay, too. They not only read the boardroom, read the room, they read the service bay.
They sure do.
Yeah, you can find a location of Lube City online. Just go to lubecity.ca. They've got 27 Alberta locations.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
Bryce, I'm getting lost in your eyes.
Oh, that's so nice. I don't believe you for one second, but it's so nice.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly, just two guys watching the world go by.
We were just discussing on the show yesterday the things you get complimented on. I get no compliments ever.
No, I don't really either. Out in the wild?
No.
No, me neither. But like I said yesterday, my best girl, it's absurd. Everywhere we go, people compliment her hair and the coloring job she has with her hair. And, like, I need two hands to count the number of compliments she'll get on any giving outing.
Really? And meanwhile, it's just you standing there in her shadow?
I'm just standing there looking for any kind of just...
Yeah.
Any crumb of compliment.
Somebody just... this is from Carol. Buenos dias, Blanco and Bryce. Similar to Bryce's best girl, I get men and women stopping me to compliment my hair. Some of the questions I get asked are, is it real? Are they extensions? Can I touch it?
Ooh.
Can I run my fingers through it?
Ooh.
Did you put gray highlights in to make it look like that? What do you do to make it look like that? Dyson Airwrap. How can I have your hair? Do you take vitamins? Oi, Carol. Do you take vitamins?
Can you imagine a stranger coming up being like, can I run my fingers through your hair?
Yeah, that'd be creepy. Yeah, no, don't touch other people's hair. Don't touch other people's bodies if you don't know them. And even if you know them, it's not a great idea. This is from James. Not to rub it in, Garner, but I get complimented on my hair a lot. It's quite curly, and I used to hate it when I was younger. I would often rock a buzz cut. In my early 20s, I grew it out, decided to embrace it. Who knew? James. Well, James, congratulations on your hair. It looks great. I have a microphone that allows me to see you, and you look great.
Those curls really working.
I should also point out, James, a thumb is still a nose pick. Because I can see.
I see.
Tara. Hey, Garner, Bryce, I constantly get compliments on my tattoos.
Ooh.
I'm pretty covered. Don't worry, no face or neck, and all professionally done, Tara.
Yeah, I can see tattoos getting a lot of compliments. You're fully covered, your entire body's covered, and you don't get any compliments. Ooh, I would get very self-conscious.
What if you have a whole bunch of just garbage tattoos, though?
Ooh, like Pete Davidson.
Yeah, who's having them all removed, right?
Even Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh,
he covered them all out.
Well, that seems to be the latest craze, hey? Just blacking everything right out, blacking out your entire upper body. Can you imagine how much that would hurt and what it would cost and how many hours you'd be sitting in that chair?
Getting like your collarbones.
Oh.
Done.
Ooh. Not that I have any tattoos, but like just touching my collarbone, it hurts. That'd be painful. Well, congratulations, Tara. Your tattoos do look great. And congratulations for keeping them off your neck and your face. Because I sometimes worry about that. I have no problem. I don't judge people for doing it. But I know there are a lot of people out there who will. And what if you decide you want to change your look one day?
I'll never forget. We worked with a guy who had
hand and neck
tattoos, and he tried to get a job at a rock radio station, and they said no.
No,
beat your tattoos.
Wow. Did he have neck too?
I think so. He's pretty covered.
I know he had his hands done once he got his job here, and I don't think anybody cared here, but when he tried to move on, they're like, no.
I believe there was a period of time where we referred to those as job stoppers.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got them. Well, not everybody, but lots of people do.
Yeah, it's becoming a little more acceptable now.
Somebody else. Oh, so has Bryce received backlash from his best girl for basically calling her a disgusting slob in front of millions of listeners on the podcast?
Millions might be a stretch.
I think you're overestimating how many people listen to that podcast, but thank you.
I don't even remember this.
No, you were just talking about how you're unsupervised these days and the house is much cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no, I have not. That would, you're assuming that she's listened to the podcast.
Yeah.
There's no threat of that.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
This is from Carl in Spruce Grove. Good morning, guys. I'm a bearder. And I get complimented on the smell of my oils I put in my beard. I went to the movie theater on the weekend with my wife. We went to order our snacks and the girl complimented on how nice my wife smelled. My wife looked at me and said, I think it's you, as she didn't put on any scent. She gave me the side eye. somebody else. I have 10 pairs of glasses in a range of obnoxious to sort of loud styles. I buy them online for a fraction of the local price. Almost every time we go out together, I get compliments on them. People are already staring because he's often in a wheelchair and I have purple hair. It helps us to find awesome people. Sometimes, though, I find some glasses kind of distracting. Maybe it's because I don't see enough of really loud glasses on people, but every now and again you'll be talking to somebody and I don't really hear what they're saying because I'm concentrating so hard on the glasses on their face.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I don't want this to sound like a pity party, but I don't really get any compliments. And again, I don't want fake ones. I'm just saying that because I really don't have physical attributes. Like, my legs are great. I have incredible legs. You should see. Do you want to see my legs?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'll take your word for it.
But nobody ever gets to see my legs because they're always panted up. But, like, I don't have hair to I don't have eyebrows. I don't have a six-pack. So there's really not a lot physically to compliment me on. But a lot of people, their hair. Somebody had texted yesterday and said that they get compliments on their butt quite regularly.
Nice.
I don't know if you're supposed to be doing that, though. Like, if you're just walking through a shopping mall, are you allowed to say, hey, that is a great caboose?
Yeah, I feel like that's a good way to get a slap right across the face.
Yeah, or end up on a list down at the police station. You probably shouldn't do that one. Somebody said, this is from Annie. Good morning, gents. Oh, I like that. My eyes are not quite blue, not quite gray. I've been told more than once they are beautiful, and they're the same color as storm clouds. Ooh. Also, a really weird one is that I have great eyebrows, and women are shocked when I tell them I do nothing to them. Nice. Must be nice, Annie. Must be nice.
Ooh, someone just texted. Always get complimented on my biceps.
On your guns, really?
Yeah.
Are the guns out even when the sun's not out?
Must be tiring always having to stop off at Petland to get tanks for those pythons, you know?
Yeah. Ever been complimented on your biceps, Bryce?
I can honestly say I have not.
No. Not Do you once. At least want to see my calves?
I'm good. You know, I'll just picture it in my head.
Okay. Lee said, I like the compliments I get when someone uses a gift I bought for them.
Oh.
I bought someone a Yeti coffee mug. Feels good to see him using it. Even better when I see my 16-year-old niece wearing clothes that I bought for her.
Ooh.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's a win. Because if I know anything about teenage girls, and I don't, it's that buying clothes for them, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck hitting the bullseye on that one.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I was saying earlier, I really, and again, this isn't a pity party. I'm just saying, I don't really get compliments. I don't know what it is. Well, I have a really nice jacket that I bust out from time to time, and people are like, ooh, I got to remember to wear that more often. Makes me feel good. I did say that I feel like I got great calves, but nobody ever sees my calves because, well, I'm always wearing long pants. I guess I could roll up one pant leg and walk around the office like that, like a guy who used to work here used to do. Wanted everybody. He did have great calves. Like, in his defense, those calves were worthy of being shown to the rest of the office. But maybe I need to start doing that. Neil, who listens in Saskatoon every day, said, my buddy's girlfriend said that I had nicer legs than she does. Wasn't quite sure how to take that one. Well, Neil in Saskatoon, I hope you roll up your pant legs at work.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite. There's a hockey game that evening. And someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben look.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Too bad I got shoes on, otherwise you'd be able to see Bryce Kelly. I'm wearing Beastie Boys socks to work today.
Ooh, how fun.
They are fun. And, well, okay, I'm going to mention the brand because they're super comfortable. I've never... Stance? Is that what they're called?
I have no clue.
Stance.
I wear plain socks.
You should get some Stance Beastie Boys socks. I got Evel Knievel ones, too, from the same company.
Wow.
Yeah.
Evel Knievel. There's a reference some people won't get.
Nope. If only somebody would compliment me on my socks.
Those are handsome socks.
Oh, thank you, Bryce.
So handsome.
You can see right through my shoes. We're talking about compliments on the show here today. What kind of compliments do you get? Do you get compliments regularly? Are you living in a compliments drought, perhaps?
Yeah.
I think you and I both are, kind of.
Yeah.
Again, not a pity party.
No, not at all.
I think some people are just more, like, some people walk into a room and everybody notices them. I don't know what that is. They just come in and...
Ooh. Yeah. Like, I feel like if I walked in here with purple hair, someone talked earlier about, like, they have, you know, purple hair and they always get compliments on it. If I walked in here with purple hair, I'd be laughed out of the room.
I would immediately think, did something go wrong at the barber?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I can't pull it off.
Somebody said, I have a very dominant patch of gray hair front and center that I often get complimented on. People seem to say things like, silver fox, but I'm mentally not there yet. I'm just turning 41 in a couple of days. When do you enter the silver fox phase of your life, though?
I would think it would be over the age of 40.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Yeah, the patch of gray hair on anyone, it's actually pretty cool.
I think so, too. I think I see nothing wrong with gray hairs.
Somebody said, I'm a guy. I get compliments on my butt quite often.
Oh, baby.
Girls are always wishing they had my butt.
Booty.
Okay.
Okay. Doing the squats, obviously.
I was going to ask for proof, and then I thought, nah, I don't need to see that.
It's walking into pervert territory.
Yeah.
I'm still looking at this text. It makes me laugh. My mother-in-law said I'm the kind of person that looks better in pictures.
Ooh. Terry, your mother-in-law doesn't like you. That's a horrible thing to... You know what? When we first started this radio station... There was a picture of me in the newspaper, and it wasn't really a particularly good picture. Like, it was just not flattering. And my mom had seen it somewhere, and she even said to me, you don't photograph very well. I still remember that. The year was 2005. I believe it was August of 2005. I still remember the pain.
That's the kind of thing that'll make you look for the answers in the bottom of an ice cream bucket.
And that's exactly what I did for the next 16 years.
Oh, someone said getting ID'd at the age of 41.
Nobody likes a bragger.
That's a bit of a compliment in a weird way.
Is it, or are they just sort of, I gotta ask everybody.
You're so youthful and hunky, they mistake you for a 17-year-old?
I can't believe the number of texts coming in here. Oh, here's somebody else who said they get compliments on their calves all the time. Congratulations. Must be nice.
Oh, here's one I think you could relate to. It says, I get complimented on my head shape. I finally had to go bald a few years ago, and it was the most stressful but most freeing moment of my life, and damn do I rock it.
I've said it a billion times. Like, no guy, or woman for that matter, enjoys losing their hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible. And I think the sooner you just steer right into that skid and you shave it all off, the better you will feel about yourself. Because I didn't really hide it, but I remember, you know, I'd wear hats a lot when I'd go to a public function. And then I just thought, forget this. And I took it right down to the wood. If I had my choice, I would get my hair back. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, if you're one of those people and it's starting to trouble you a bit, you're starting to not leave the house, or maybe you always have a hat on or something, just shave it down to the wood. I know it worked for me. I can't tell you what to do, but
I do understand the fear, though, of like, what if I have an ugly head?
And you don't know it until you try it.
Yeah, there's only one way to find out.
Yep. And then if you do have a weird misshapen head, I guess you have to wear a motorcycle helmet for the next 6 months.
That's a pretty good look, too.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Not a lot of people are texting in now saying that they do get complimented on how well they photograph. Well, congratulations. We're happy for you. You look good in pictures. How about you? Go ahead. Hi.
Hey, morning, Garner. How's she going?
She's going great. How about you?
It's going pretty good. We're talking about, I'm not sure what the topic was. We're talking about pictures and stuff like that, but I know my daughter made me feel like very, very old recently when I was driving her home from work, and she was complaining about some creepy old guy at work. And then she stops and thinks and goes, well, I guess he's about your age. And something inside me just kind of died. I don't know if it was being compared to the creepy old man or the old man.
Well, I was going to say, and are you creepy?
Not generally. I think everybody's a creep every now and again.
Well, we've talked about that on this show before, too. Every now and again, you're accidentally creepy. Like, you don't mean to be creepy, but oopsie.
It happens. I've done that a time or two where looking at a coworker's picture of his daughter and...
Oh, boy.
I just stared at the picture because I was zoning out, but then I realized how creepy the whole thing was, and I could never talk to that person again, ever.
Yeah. Hang on. We're almost finished tracing this phone call. That is actually a perfect example of accidentally creepy.
It was. She was about it wasn't a young girl.
Okay. You should probably stop talking now. But, accidentally creepy.
Accidentally creepy.
You've done it. I've done it. It was an accident. I'm not a creep.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
This one, a friend of mine, while intoxicated, told my husband that he was beautiful and wanted to paint him.
Ooh.
Like body paint or paint a picture of him?
Like one of your French girls?
Yeah, paint me like one of your French girls. Was that the situation?
Oh my.
I need clarification. Thank you.
It'd be weirder too if your friend wasn't even a painter.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, I just want to paint you.
Ugh, I want to finger paint you.
Oh, man.
Wow, I should stop talking.
The use of the word finger made that so much worse.
One compliment I'm reading a text. This is not me. One compliment I find weirdly flattering is, oh, you have such small feet. I don't know why, but being told I have small feet makes me so happy. Okay, well, I think that's one of those things that...
That's gender specific, I think.
I think women find that flattering, but guys, not so much.
Yeah, you tell a guy that his feet are small or his hands. It's a fight on sight.
Yeah. Like, I have size 9.5 feet. They're not small, but probably below average. And I feel that as a guy, I should have size 11 or 12 feet for some reason. And that's why I buy huge shoes and I fill the toes with old newspaper and discarded bird's nests that I find.
Yeah, you want to feel like less of a man.
Mm-hmm.
Go see Shaquille O'Neal shoes.
What are those, size 19 or something? No, aren't they?
They're like freak shoes. They're like clown shoes.
I saw one somewhere, like in a Nike store somewhere. They had a replica of a Shaq shoe. It was crazy. It was like the size of a toaster oven, if not bigger. Anyway, how about you? What do you get? Here we go. My wife compliments me on my muscular calves all the time. Well, it must be nice that your wife notices you have muscular calves.
Just showing them off when you're going up and down the stairs.
And I get guys complimenting me on my beard sometimes. Wow.
Oh, that's nice.
Beard and calves.
Oh, Jody, I've been complimented several times on my parallel parking. I feel like I should be complimented on my parallel parking, but I've never received one.
I pulled one off the other night on White Avenue that I felt was so good that I thought that merchants from local stores should have come out onto the sidewalk and given me a slow clap or something. It was spectacular.
I did one a couple weeks ago just off White Avenue, but it was where I had to parallel park. The cars were on the driver's side.
Oh, yeah.
It was a one-way street, so you'd do it on the opposite side.
Yeah.
And I flossed it in there.
That's kind of where I pulled mine off the other day, too. You know where Meat is and Next Act?
Yeah.
Where you have to park on the wrong side of the street? That's the same thing. I did the driver's side parallel.
Like it's a little bit trickier, and no one applauded me. So you're lucky, Jody.
Yeah.
Drink it in.
Man, should we describe our awesome park jobs for the next, say, 2 hours on the radio? Just do nothing but talk about parking?
I didn't even have to do the move forward again afterwards.
You just locked it in?
Locked it right in one move.
Wow.
God, it was good.
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
We were talking about this a few minutes ago. Bryce was saying that he recently pulled off just a brilliant, beautiful one-shot parallel park on White Avenue. And then when you do that, you get out of your car and you kind of look around a little bit thinking, did anyone notice? Will there be balloons and streamers? Or am I just going to, disappear into darkness and nobody will see what I did? Somebody said, I was complimented by a cop for parallel parking my boat trailer at Sylvan Lake. He walked over and he said, I really didn't think you were going to get it in there. That's a good compliment. Somebody else said that the place they work at, people regularly have to parallel park out front. And then when somebody does pull off a really nice park job, they're sure to compliment that person as soon as they come inside. If I walked into a store and the people were there and complimented my park job, I would just empty my wallet onto the counter right then and there. Somebody else said, I once got complimented for my beautiful blood when a nurse did a draw. That, you know what? Congratulations for having nice blood. You know, I'm sure you worked really, really hard at that. My friend Tanya, now this is she works for Canadian Blood Services. So she knows a thing or two about blood. We were camping once, a big group of us, and we were sitting around the picnic table playing cards. And she complimented when she said, Garner, you have great veins in your arms. That made me feel really good in a strange way. I don't know what makes for great veins in your arm, but people who work with blood, apparently they can recognize it.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
You there, go ahead. Hi.
Good morning, Garner. I got some good news for you.
Some good news, okay.
Your precious Bitcoin is up to $80,000.
You know what? I finally dug myself out of that hole yesterday, and I sold it. I should have hung on. I think
yesterday it was all right, too. I mean, it was like 79, so.
Yeah, so it went up even more. I sold mine at about 8 o'clock last night, made $200.
All right, you're rolling in.
Oh, yeah.
Woo-hoo. What are you going to do with that money?
Probably pay a speeding ticket. So, yay! Woo! That's going to do it for Crypto Talk.
All right. You have a good day, Garner.
Okay, thank you. To be clear, I did not make $80,000. It's just that's how much Bitcoin is up to as of this morning. I kind of got in at the wrong time. I was a few thousand bucks in the hole, but like I said, dug myself out. I'm not going to mess with the crypto anymore. Are you still in it? Are you a crypto billionaire?
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Theme music by Garner Andrews.
Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled.
Mmm, mystery candy.